Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to Your Extraordinary Life. You'll find past episodes at myshamaniclife.com. And when you arrive at my website, you'll also find links to opportunities for distance shamanic Reiki, virtual yoga, and other offerings, including shamanic Reiki master practitioner training that's being offered on Zoom over 2 weekends, May 1st and 2nd, and May 15th and 16th, 2021. I hope you'll explore all there is for you to deepen into relationship with the earth and all her beings. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support. And feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. As I was doing the energy of the day this morning, which I live stream in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, I pulled the vulture card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. You know, vulture is nature's cleanup crew. Vultures play a big part in removing disease from habitats, making them more livable for all beings. I'm recording this during Earth Week, when we're reminded of our interconnectedness and the possibility of embracing the spirit of vulture to find ways, both scientifically and metaphysically, to transmute the poison and pollution in our home. As we continue our battle to eradicate the COVID-19 virus, clean up plastic pollution, reduce toxic and greenhouse gas emissions, end wildlife trade, and so much else, to come back into balance as a planetary ecosystem, please take time for your physical well-being. Unless you are well, we cannot collectively be well. I continue to bring you yoga practices through these episodes because the practice offers you a path to physical and emotional well-being while waking up that sense of embodiment and interconnection. Today's grounding and detoxifying practice sequence calls on vulture spirit to help keep you on that path. Let's begin seated. Find a comfortable seated position. Cross-legged if that's appropriate for you, or choose a different seated position and support your seat any way that you need to. Make sure that you can rest your sitting bones down, whether it's directly onto your mat or onto a cushion or a folded blanket or a block, a hardcover book, whatever you need to lift yourself up enough so that the strain releases from your low back and your hips and your knees, and you're able to feel the support of the earth underneath. And then gently lengthen your spine. Without too much effort, stack your vertebrae. Bring your chin down a little bit to align your ears over your shoulders and your crown over your tailbone. Feel the way your skeleton is designed to hold you in that erect position. Allow it to. then sink your sitting bones down a little bit more. Relax your shoulders, rest your hands where they're comfortable, and close your eyes. Remember the feeling that we just cultivated of dropping energetic roots into the earth. Feel the earth receive your roots. Why wouldn't she? You are of her. And really take root. Feel those roots radiate out. Just like the roots of a tree stabilizing and seeking the nourishment that is there in the soil. Bring your attention to your breath. And feel your breath flow in and out. Flow the breath through your nose. And begin to deepen the breath. Drawing each inhale a little bit lower into your body. And feel the way the breath comes in and creates movement. Expanding as you inhale, contracting as you exhale. Keep deepening until the breath reaches your abdomen. Inhale as if you were blowing up a balloon behind your navel. And with your next exhale, consciously draw your navel in and up as if you were trying to squeeze all of the air out of your body. And then soften and inhale and blow up that balloon again. Notice how your body both receives the breath and resists. Where's the edge in your breath? Stay aware of both the openness and the resistance. Your shoulders down, lift your ears, and as you take your next exhale, turn your chin to the right, bringing it around towards your collarbone. Notice if your left shoulder followed your chin, and ease that back. You might feel a little stretch around the left side of your neck. Drop your left shoulder blade. Notice how it feels in your neck. Where did you meet the resistance? And now with your chin still turned towards your right collarbone, bring your right hand down and around behind you just a little bit. Your left hand over onto your right knee or thigh. And as you take your next exhale, bring your heart around to the right. So we've twisted through the neck and now down into the middle of the back. Once you reach your edge and your twist, no strain, bring your awareness back to your breath and notice how it feels to breathe deeply down through the constriction of the twist. Where are those new places of resistance? And can you still get breath down into your belly so that it expands and contracts with your inhale and your exhale? Drop both shoulder blades and feel the spiral up your spine. As you take your next breath in, release the twist from your back and your neck so your heart and chin both come forward. Bring your hands back into your lap wherever they were resting and feel your spine unwinding. Gently lengthen again. Drop your chin, ears back over the shoulders. Come back to an awareness of your breath. And on your next exhale, turn your chin to the left, stopping when you meet the resistance there. If your right shoulder followed your chin, ease it back. Slide your right shoulder blade down. You might notice some stretch on the right side of your neck. Keep breathing deeply. Now with your chin still towards your left collarbone, bring your left hand down and behind you slightly. Bring your right hand to your left knee or thigh. And as you take your next exhale, rotate your heart to the left, creating that spiral in the other direction. And when you reach the edge of your twist, bring your attention back to your breath. Things might feel different twisting in this direction. Notice how the breath moves through your body. Does it get down into your abdomen again? Take another breath. Inhale. Exhale. And as you inhale, unwind your twist, turning your heart and your chin forward and bringing your hands back into your lap. Again, pausing for a moment to feel the unwinding, to feel your spine come back to neutral. Now drop your fingers down in front of you, or if you have your legs extended to either side of your legs, inhale your spine a little bit taller. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips and bring your heart forward toward the floor. Walk your hands out a little bit. When you reach the edge where you can feel your back won't stay flat if you go any further, you can relax your shoulders and neck and allow your head to fall. Stay long through your spine. Breathe into that. As you take your next breath in, walk your hands in. Sit tall. Bring your hands behind you. Lean back slightly, and if your legs are folded, unfold them. Go gently, releasing your knees. You can shake your legs out a little bit, bouncing your knees up and down, making a few windshield wipers with your feet. Now bend your knees, place your feet on the floor, and swing around onto your hands and knees. Line your knees underneath your hips, your hands under your shoulders. Hide your feet behind your thighs. Spread your fingers. Come back to your breath. And as you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms. Lift your tailbone to the sky and press your navel toward the floor. And as you exhale, round your back. Tip your head down, your tailbone down, and then inhale. Bring your heart forward and tip your tailbone up. Exhale, as you round, bring your navel in and up, squeezing all the air out and really lifting the dome of the back to the sky. Inhale again, bring your heart through. Tailbone lifts and exhale, round. And continue this movement with your breath. Feeling the breath flow in and out. As you arch and round. Each exhale, press the tops of your feet down into the ground. Notice how that lightens your knees. Two more rounds. And after your next exhale, flatten your spine. Now walk your right hand just a little bit to the left, so it's on the ground just to the inside of your right shoulder. Press your right hand down and float your left arm out to the left side, so it's about shoulder height with your palm down. Now as you take your next breath in, press your right hand into the floor and rotate your heart to the left. Opening up, spreading out through the collarbones. As you exhale, turn your heart to the right. Bring your left hand underneath your right shoulder and reach over to the right side. Avoid dropping down. Keep the right arm straight. Inhale again, unwind. Open up to the left. Reach the left arm up. Press the right hand down. And as you exhale, turn your heart to the right, thread your left arm under the right shoulder, reach through without dropping, turn, reach through the left fingers one more time, inhale, reach open to the left, reach up, and as you exhale, this time bring the left arm underneath the right shoulder, keep reaching through, bend your right elbow, and with control, lay your left arm down onto the ground. So that your left shoulder is down and slightly tucked under. Press your right hand into the floor and roll your right shoulder back so you're really bringing the weight into your left shoulder. You might feel a little stretch in the back of that shoulder. Now, as you release the weight into your left shoulder, ease your hips back so that they stay right over your knees, lengthening through your sides as you twist. And then you can release your right elbow to the floor. Really rest on that left shoulder. Rest on the left side of your head, your cheek or ear. Looking out at your left fingers. If you'd like to deepen, keep the weight in your left shoulder, lift your right arm and extend your arm to the sky, opening up, stacking the right shoulder over the left. Now spin your right thumb towards your feet, bend your elbow and slide the back of your hand across your back towards your left hip. Maybe tucking your fingers into the top of your left thigh if that's available. If not, rest behind your hip. Keep pressing the right shoulder back, resting in the left shoulder. Ease your hips back again. Stay long through the sides of your waist. And breathe here. What does it feel like to get the breath down into your abdomen? How does it have to work its way through this little twist? Take another breath. you have your right hand behind your back, extend your right arm back to the sky. Turn your thumb back towards your head. Bend your right elbow and place your palm down underneath your right shoulder. Now press into your right hand, straighten your right arm, and let that lift your left arm up off of the ground. And as you take your next breath in, rotate your heart again to the left. Extend up through your left arm, press down into your right hand, open up through the collarbone. And then exhale and bring your left hand down, coming back into your table position with both of your hands under your shoulders. Pause again and notice, how does it feel to unwind after that thread the needle twist? Breathe into that. Now let's take that to the other side. Move your left hand just to the inside of your left shoulder. Press your left hand down and float your right arm out to the right side at shoulder height. Palm down. Inhale and spin your heart to the right so your right arm reaches up. Press down through your left hand, reach through your right. And as you exhale, without dropping down, bring your right hand down, turn your heart to the left, and thread your arm underneath your left shoulder. Inhale, unwind the twist, open up again to the right, reach up. Exhale, bring the right hand down under the left shoulder, turn your heart to the left, reach through. One more time, inhale, open up to the right side, press down into the floor, reach through your fingers, and as you exhale again, bring your arm underneath, reach all the way through, turn your heart to the left, and then with control, bend your left elbow and lay your right arm down. Feel your right shoulder come down, tucked under towards your chest just a little bit, so you're getting that just bit of stretch in the back of your right shoulder. Press your left hand into the floor to roll your left shoulder back, stack the shoulders. Ease your hips back on top of your knees. Notice that twist. And then you can drop your left elbow to the floor. Go deeper by really resting your weight into your right shoulder. Lift your left arm and extend it up, stacking your left shoulder over the right. Now turn your left thumb towards your feet so your palm faces behind you. Bend your elbow and slide the back of your hand across your back to your right hip, maybe even tucking the fingers into the crease at the top of your right thigh. Keep your left shoulder back, your heart open, and the weight in your right shoulder. Draw your hips back again over the knees. Opening up through the sides allows the twist to go just a little bit deeper, releases some of that pressure. Now come back to your breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. And feel the breath wind its way down into your abdomen. Where's the resistance? Where are you open? Expanding, receiving the breath. Now reach your left arm back to the sky. Turn your palm forward. Bend your elbow and place your left hand down underneath your left shoulder. press firmly into the floor with your left hand and straighten your left elbow to lift your right arm up off the ground. Inhale and turn your heart to the right. Extend your right arm out and up, opening your heart. And as you exhale, bring your right hand back down to the floor. Realign in table. Now walk your hands forward so that they're a good 8 to 12 inches in front of your shoulders, keeping them shoulder width apart. Press down into your knuckles. Curl your toes under. Press your hands down and lift your knees up to come into downward facing dog, coming into that inverted V position. Place your feet hip to shoulder width apart and a comfortable distance back from your hands. Keep your knees soft. Bend one knee and drop into the other heel and then switch sides and go back and forth a couple of times. Just releasing down the backs of the legs. Now, if down dog is not a comfortable pose for you, drop to your knees and take child's pose. If you'd like to challenge down dog and explore the twisting position here, press your right hand down. Lift your left hand. Turn your heart to the right and bring your left hand to the outside of your right thigh. Keep your right hip back and your right hand pressing down and forward as you drop your left shoulder into this twist. Look underneath your right arm. Now unwind that twist. Bring your left hand back down. Returning to neutral downward facing dog. Press your left hand down. Take your right hand off the floor, turn your heart to the left, and bring your right arm underneath and grab a hold of the outside of your left thigh. Keep dropping the right shoulder. Hips are moving back, knees stay soft. Look underneath your left arm. Take another breath. Now return your right hand to the floor, back into downward facing dog. Pause here for a breath. Look to your hands. Step your feet forward to your hands. Bend your knees. Let your upper body hang over your thighs. Balance the weight over your feet with your knees still soft. Bend your elbows and take a hold of opposite elbows. Drop your head into the frame that you're making with your arms. And it might feel good here to swing or sway a bit. Keep your weight over the center of your feet so your tailbone stays up toward the sky. Feel your back drawing nice and long out of your hips. Sink your feet into the earth. And drop your arms, bend your knees deeply enough to press your palms back down shoulder width apart. Step your feet back into downward facing dog. Take another breath in down dog. And on your next exhale, drop your knees down. Walk your hands towards your knees and shift your hips to one side of your feet so you can swing your legs around. And then with your knees bent and your feet on the floor, tuck your tailbone and roll yourself down onto your back. Draw your knees up over your chest, give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side, really ease your back into the ground, massaging out any tension that's there. Now keep your knees over your chest and open your arms out to either side. Press your shoulder blades down. Draw your knees a little closer to your chin so your tailbone starts to curl off the ground. And then take your knees to your right elbow. Roll off your left hip to let those knees come down. If your left shoulder lifted a bit, ease it back down, even if it doesn't make it all the way back. Turn your head to the left, looking away from your knees, adding that last bit of twist into the spine. And if you'd like to get your knees a little bit closer to the ground, you can take your right hand and lay it on the outside of your left knee, not pulling, just adding some weight, giving gravity a little more to work with. Breathe deeply and feel the breath work through the twist. Can you get the breath into your abdomen to feel the expansion and contraction there? Notice the restrictions. If your right hand is on your knee, extend that back out. And as you take your next breath in, roll your knees back up over your chest. If your hips shifted to the left, bring them back into line with your shoulders. Keep your arms open to the sides. Curl your tailbone off the floor again to bring your knees a little closer to your chin. And on your next exhale, drop your knees to your left elbow. Right hip rolls up. Don't fight with your right shoulder if it lifts, but invite it back down toward the floor. Spin your chin to the right. And if you'd like to get the knees just a little closer to the floor, your left hand can rest on the outside of your right knee. Breathe deeply. Feel the breath spiral down into your abdomen, working through the constriction into the openness, expanding, contracting. If your left hand is resting on your knee, open your arm back to the side. And on your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees now. Check that your hips are aligned with your shoulders. And then release your feet down onto the ground and extend your legs out. Relax your hips and your legs and allow your feet to splay apart. Drop your arms out by your sides, turn your palms up. Center your head and neck with your spine. Close your eyes. Bring your awareness back to your breath. allow the breath to become a little more shallow and easy. Continue to follow the breath in and out as you feel your body against the ground, held and supported, connected. Rest in your body. Watch the gentle flow of your breath. And I'm going to leave you here to spend as much time as you desire in final relaxation, acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.